Looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, September 18, 2024. It's my birthday today, but I'm not going to mention
happy
that.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Thank you. So, yes, here we go. Looking back through the files of the Bunyip here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre. And another glorious spring day outside. Mm. Looking back 150 years ago, a Barossa gold cake. Mm-hmm. Considerable excitement was produced in our town on Monday and Tuesday by the exhibition in Mr. Worsted's shop window of a noble cake of gold from the Lady Alice Barossa mine, weighing 191 ounces, 12 pennyweights. The value at the present market price of gold being no less than £731, 16 shillings and fourpence. This splendid example of what can be done without going to the Northern Territory or New Zealand was the result of 10 days' labour by 10 men, and as half belongs to the miners, they have earned at the rate of £36, 11 shillings and ninepence each in the above time, which I think was a lot of money.
Yes, it was a fair bit. Yes.
In 10 days. So I'm just going to look up very quickly what 191 ounces, 12 pennyweights is. 191 ounces is 16 ounces to the pound. So that's more than 10 pounds of gold. 191. Well, carry on. I'll get back to you.
Yep. So on to 100 years ago. Band concert. Last Sunday week, the Gawler District Band rendered a sacred concert on the recreation grounds. This recently formed band have made wonderful strides in the short period in which they have been in existence, and the program submitted at this Sunday concert was very credibly performed. Although the members are very nearly all young men and beginners, the conductor, Mr. H.L. Marsh, has some very good material to work upon, and all are showing much interest in the practice of the pieces that are to be played at the Tanunda Band competitions to be held in early October. Of course, they had a strong tradition of town bands.
They did, and they still have got a good town band.
Yes.
So 191 ounces, and I haven't added on the 12 pennyweights, is 5.4 kilograms.
Okay, that's respectable.
That is pretty solid.
Yes, that is a very respectable find.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind finding 5 kilograms of gold. Thank you very much. 50 years ago, no changes urged Barossa ratepayers. In Barossa District Council these days, the local government scene is being watched more closely than the local football finals. The issue concerns the threatened dissolution of Barossa Council and its administrative area being divided between Gawler and Tanunda councils. The majority of residents want no part of it, according to an opinion poll conducted by the council recently. More than 50% of those on the vote roll voted no on the question of whether they wanted to see the recommendations of the Royal Commission on Boundaries go ahead. I think they did change them eventually 50 years ago because we had the amalgamations in 1993. I think there was a lot of amalgamations which Gawler, I think they got a little bit of something else.
But 50 years ago is when they were getting rid of the Mudlarira Council.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's when all of that happened, But that was a big shake-up too.
Yes.
So 50 years ago, was that 1974. Yeah,
74.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a big reform. 30-year cycles were just about due for another one.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
25 years ago, council wards go. Gawler Council will eliminate wards and reduce the number of elected members at the next local government elections. From May 2000, council will have 10 elected members, currently there are 12, plus the mayor, and the existing 6 wards will be scrapped. The decision was finalised at a special council meeting last Thursday night, after 2 weeks of uncertainty over which direction council would take. The council had reached the no wards, 10 elected members decision at their July council meeting, and the decision was released for public comment. No public submissions were received. I remember there were wards when you first arrived here.
Yeah.
So we had people door knocking for the ward.
There were wards when I was first elected to Adelaide Plains Council in 2018, but then the population shifted so much and it was so concentrated in the Two Wells Lewiston area that the numbers just didn't support it. And we had to have a compulsory review of our boundaries. Yeah. So we had to dispense with wards and go for a whole of council.
So it's a hot issue back in the 18. 70s when they were campaigning for wards.
Yes, yeah.
And the rural people were, you know, complaining they weren't getting represented.
Yeah, well, and that does
still
happen.
Issue.
And it's
yes.
still an issue because we have areas like Malala who have only one sitting councillor and all the rest of the councillors are sort of south of the Light River, except for one who sort of covers the coastline a bit. But yeah, most of us are in the Lewiston Two Wells area. Mm. That's where the population is, and that's where people get mine. That's the same thing.
Yes, same problem.
So you have to actually think wider than your own little turf when you're making decisions. 10 years ago, Dan Murphy's, a heritage-listed Gawler church, will be converted into a liquor store after receiving approval from Gawler's Development Assessment Panel. The approval, which was secured via the DAP chair's deciding vote, means the Gawler Baptist Church on Murray Street will be converted into a Dan Murphy's bottle shop. When previously asked how he would feel about the church being turned into a bottle shop, Gawler Baptist Church pastor Jeff Noble was philosophical. "In the end, it's only a building," he said. "The church isn't about a building. It's about the people." And that's so right. And that's it for the Bunyip looking back for Wednesday, September 18th. And we'll speak again next week, Jeanette.
Until next week, Kay.
Until then. For old light signs.